The Lorne Scots, Peel, Dufferin and Halton Regiment, has received new colors. Georgetown's Col J. R. Barber Armory was the site of much pomp and circumstance over the weekend as the local Army Reserve unit ceremonially paraded to receive and consecrate the colors. No less a figure than Lieutenant Gov. Elizabeth Dowdswell inspected the troops. The colors are flags that not only represent the regiment, but are also a symbol of soldiers' long-standing traditions. The flags go back centuries and are a distinguishing point for a family as well as a rallying point, commanding officer of the Lorne Scots Lieutenant Colonel Adam McInnes explained. In the days of muskets and swords, troops knew to look for their colors to keep track of where their fellow comrades were in the maelstrom of battle. This confers a higher respect for the colors, compelling modern-day troops to salute them. The Marquis of Lorne, from whom the Lorne Scots get their name. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills today. The colors received on Saturday were updated to include 5 new battle honors, decorative patches with text showing the battles where the unit was present. These include 4 new ones from the War of 1812 and 1 from Afghanistan. A second set of colors was also consecrated that represent King Charles III. The former colors representing the late Queen Elizabeth II were retired alongside the old regimental one. The history of the regiment is comprised within them, noted Georgetown Company Commander Captain Russell Cook. The parade was day 2 of a reunion weekend. The night before, various members of the regiment, past and present, received a sneak peek tour of their new regimental museum to be located at 55 Queen Street E in Brampton. As Halton Hills plays a major role in the history of the unit, several artifacts representing the town are already on display. Colonel William Allen, who was from Acton, assumed command of the 20th Halton Battalion, a predecessor unit to the Lorne Scots, in 1881. Honorary Colonel of the Regiment Bill Adcock told Halton Hills today, "It was because of him and his Scottish heritage that the Lorne Scots are a Highland regiment." Allen wanted the battalion to have closer ties to his heritage. He requested permission from the Marquis of Lorne, who was Governor General of Canada at the time, to use the name Lorne. Permission was granted and the unit took the 20th Halton Lorne Rifles name. New Scottish regalia was adopted as part of the uniform. An example of that uniform is on display in the museum. In 1936, the unit was amalgamated with the Peel and Dufferin Regiment, a non-Highland unit, to form the Lorne Scots of today. The official opening of the museum is not set in stone, but Colonel Adcock estimates it will be sometime in April of next year.